This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How are you guys? How's everyone doing this morning? Yes, recording from the bed. I think this is going to be my new thing. I think this is going to be the new vibe, my new like signature, because I got a lot of compliment. I guess compliments isn't the word. People liked it when I did it for Vanderpump Rules and Beverly Hills. And let me tell you right now, I hate getting out of bed. So if this is something people like, bet it is. I am irritated at my cats, though, because, of course, they're not performing like I want them to. But anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're here today because we are doing Drag Race Extravaganza, because I have not covered it in the last. This is the third episode, so I've got three episodes to cover. I'm still a little bit sickies. Nothing crazy, though, so we'll get through it. But if I'm sniffling and stuff, that's why. That's the sniffles. Let's see. Who do I have? Do I have anybody here? Marguerite ADVM died. Oh, hello. Good morning. Let's see over here. Hello, how are you doing? Can I talk to you, please? I'm Joan. I really okay. Hello over here on the Instagrams. Emily, feel better. Oh, thanks. I know. Because we're all in bed as well. That's what I was sort of hoping for. I was hoping people would be in bed on a Saturday. Let's get into, we're going to go through this visually this morning. I actually was prepared. I figured out my workarounds. The first thing I want to discuss is episode 9. That's the Goth Runway Challenge. Maya again lets Safira make her whole look. And then she has the nerve to be like feeling herself in the workroom. I don't like that. I really don't. Like, she wasn't just kind of feeling herself. She was really feeling herself. So I know that we discuss delusion later when we get, I guess that was this past episode, maybe. And delusion is vital. It's vital to have delusion. I think even for reality stars, it's vital. It's important to have delusion and a little bit of drag queens, a little bit of delusion. But she has like impractical confidence. No, that's not the word. But it's not the same. It's not Delulu. It's not the exact same. You know what I mean? But let's go through the goth looks. Safira's look, I thought, was perfection, because she went for like the auntie classic vibe. Because I was like, how is Safira going to turn this out? She did. Safira, I thought she nailed it. The look, the makeup too, fantastic. I love this wig. I think this wig that she got is, this was exactly what she should have done. So I'm just loving Safira so much. I think you guys know that by now. Plain Jane, this was very basic to me. I feel like Plain is running out of steam. I feel like Plain came in hot and is starting to creatively run out of stuff. I don't know. Like, and Plain isn't able to take it. They've been dishing it to Plain, and Plain is not able to take it, which isn't that always the case, the ones that dish it out the hardest. It kind of just really proves to me, though, that Plain was plane has been playing a bit as opposed to just being that bitch, you know? So this was kind of plain, no pun intended. Nymphia, though. Nymphia, are you crazy? Look at that face. Epic. Epic. The skin was skinning. The look was looking. It was so perfect. And then we find out that Nymphia actually went to fashion school, which totally tracks. And of course, she failed to mention that. Nymphia really just doesn't sell anybody anything so that she can just be the surprise all the time. They don't, like, there's no beating Nymphia. If Nymphia didn't do, like, she's coming up, she does like the banana look again for the next episode. We'll get into that. And it's just an overdone bit. So Nymphia to me would be like a clear front runner if the banana bit wasn't so overused, if you know what I mean. Because this look is incredible. Let's see if I have another shots of it. I don't know why it's so dark. Is that just for me? It's the silhouette on it. It's giving Morticia Adams. It's incredible. It's modern. It's fashion forward. It's awesome. Just so awesome. Okay, guys, I know I'm not a fashion girly. I don't know enough about goth to judge this. This just isn't like necessarily Q's look. It just isn't going to speak to me. That doesn't matter though, because what I can appreciate about it, Q 100% should be hired to do costumes in film. Costumes, looks, the works. Because what Q does is truly art, 100%. Full top to bottom, head to toe, art, makeup, concept, the whole deal. Like, I could really see Q having a major career as a costume designer. A lot of queens throughout the years have done that. But Q just really has a theatrical eye. Even though I don't connect with this and like the makeup on it, I was like, I don't love it. But that lining on the inside, to take, like, it's just such a skill. Like, Q really is such a skill. They're doing more design challenges this season. Honestly, if you're going to go on Drag Race and you don't sew and you got the call that you are going to be going on Drag Race, wouldn't you be practicing your little pussy off? Wouldn't you be practicing your whole sewing game? Wouldn't you be trying to design, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I would, because you know they're going to have design challenges. And of course, this season they have more than ever, of course. I think Q definitely has quite a career ahead of her. The makeup, the hair, it's just not my thing. Is this goth? I'm not a goth girl. Was this a goth vibe? I just realized that over on Instagram, you guys can't see it. Oh, wait, yeah, you can. Oh, can you? I hope so. I don't know. I don't know enough about the goth world to know if I'm off or not. But you know what? Okay. The note that they gave Maya, this is why I'm not a judge, because I don't know things. When they said to Maya, as a short, what did Ru call her? Diminutive. You're so diminutive, she said, that to take your neckline up that high cuts you off. And I was like, well, that's informative. You know, that kind of stuff's important to know. I'm also short, and sometimes, and I've never known that that's why I don't like certain looks on me. And that's like, so there you go. But this look wasn't even sewn by Maya. Obviously, Safira's not going to get blamed for it because she just sewed what Maya wanted her to sew. I guess I couldn't really follow what they were talking about anyway, because I don't understand anything about design. But I was happy to hear when they gave the critique, you don't want to bring your neckline up that high when you're so short. Good to know. Thank you very much. That's what Drag Race is for. Honestly, this is what Drag Race is all about. But I am really blown away by Maya's attitude. Maya just kind of shamelessly taking advantage of Safira's kindness, and then on the runway being like, "Well, I sewed this part and this part. Basically, I sewed the whole dress." No, you didn't. You really didn't. So just own it. Just admit it. Like, you're not. Maya definitely is. Even the makeup was terrible. Maya was running out of tricks, literally and figuratively. She kept getting a lip sync challenge. And of course, the lip syncs, you can lip sync for your life. That's part of the game. That's part of the competition, I guess. But I really don't like it when someone is a lip sync assassin, where they really can't handle challenges because they don't have anything beyond their lip sync. And lip syncing is a huge part of being a drag queen. And that's like the club drag queen. What this platform is, you're going to be doing interviews. You're going to be doing all kinds of stuff, like meet and greets and touring the world or whatever the hell. Like, they have all these other opportunities. So it's a more well-rounded, it's a different type of queen they're looking for than just the club queen. So Maya was like running out of tricks and not acknowledging it and turning out the attitude. Turning out the attitude. It's Latasha says, "I like the idea of the bird on the shoulder." I do too. It kind of should have been bigger. The bird, if you're going to do the bird, should have been like a whole thing. But yeah, Dawn gave very fashion forward. Dawn is also someone who could be like just a fashion designer. Dawn gives like real couture. Have we ever seen one of the queens just go on to be like an incredible designer? I don't remember. My memory is so bad. So you may mention someone and I'll be like, duh. But Dawn is an artiste with the fashions. Very, very ahead of the curve. This kind of seemed like something Dawn would thrive in, and she did. Now with Morphine went kind of when I think of goth, this is what I would think of. Morphine can beat her face like nobody else. Like, Morphine, ooh, she brings the makeup. But it wasn't, I don't know, there's just something that's not like innovative about it. Maybe that's what it is. Because when you're standing up there next to these people who are like designers, like fashion designers, you're always going to not totally stand out in that regard. But they did give her props for this mermaid, the mermaid tail or whatever it's called. I don't think there was anything wrong with this look at all. Not a designer. Let me see. This is the answer to asking. Not a designer, but Miss Fame is very involved in the couture fashion. Okay. So it's like a full-time job to be a designer and a drag queen. So it's kind of hard to suggest just do both, but you know, whatever. And then was that it? Oh God, no, you guys, Plasma. Oh dear. Sorry. What made Plasma's so off for me is the mixture of eras. So it's kind of like early aughts mixed with like maybe wanting to be 70s because of the Cher wig. And it's just, I get wanting, you know, here's a perfect example of someone who doesn't fuck with what's working. Jinx Monsoon. So Jinx Monsoon would have been like, you know what? I'm just going to make my dresses like I normally make them, and I'm going to make them goth. Because Plasma's, it's a very younger queen mistake to make when you come on this show. You're like, you come on the show and you're gonna show your diversity. You're gonna show them what you can do. And while I agree with that, like Nymphia with the bananas, I also think that like silhouette wise, if that's what works for you, if that's what speaks to you, if that's the type of queen you are, if that's your character, if that's Plasma, go with it. Because this was just not her. With the little pom-poms, these little pom-pom things, with the whatever that thing is on the, with the choker. So yeah, so that was a very bad look. So Plasma, of course, does the lip sync, as she should have, with Maya. The winner was Q, which for innovation, I guess I give it that. Q expects to win basically every challenge. Did you guys catch in this last episode, did you catch Q pouting and like not doing, because you know how they make them do that, the little dance thing at the end as they do the credits? Q wasn't even participating. Q was like, okay, here's my little sign, whenever I'm out. I think she was really pissed she didn't win because she came out about her HIV positive. I haven't had enough caffeine. I was going to say status. That's not the word. Sorry. Hold on. Let me have another sip of my Diet Coke because I actually do need caffeine to function. And yes, I'm having Diet Coke at 9:25 a.m. That's what I'm doing. Isn't that gross? I'm such a trash person sometimes. My Diet Cokes in the fridge remind me every day, like, oh, you are trash. You really, your bottles, your six packs of Diet Cokes that you buy, you're trash, Emily. You're just terrible. Okay, let's see what we're all saying. I want to go into the chat-a-rooney and see. The square chest kills me. Diet Coke girly to the end, even when sick. Especially when sick. Especially when sick. Let's see. Kay says, I don't know if they put the MTV shows on Paramount Plus as they air, and it's annoying that they don't. Yeah, they don't. I have to say, watching Drag Race is not easy. Drag Race has been on so many different networks, and it always changes. So, like, you can watch some seasons over on Paramount Plus, but then you can't watch other seasons. Or it got very confusing. The current one should definitely be just airing on freaking Paramount Plus, because I do have cable. I do. And I think I know that, and I have it just basically for my dad, because I would just be doing like streaming platforms. So I like Philo, however you pronounce it, because I need that for MTV. And then I got to get Sling for Bravo and other shows. Like, cause the networks, they had to like do deals. Someone got Sling. Some of them got, whoa. What was that? Let's see if it does it again. Yeah. Sorry. That's going to entertain the fuck out of me for a minute. Can you see that on both Instagram and on StreamYard on YouTube? Cause that was funny. I also don't watch the show. Here for the live and the nice people in the chat. Aw, just Kelly. That's cool. Hi, Catherine. Leslie, hello, 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 hello. Anna Riley, hi. Stephanie, hi. Okay, let me keep going because I don't want to do that. Let's see, what else do I have for this episode? Maya, during the lip sync. No, don't get me wrong. Plasma was a mess in that lip sync. Absolute mess. As soon as Plasma started dancing, I was like, uh-oh, they're not going to go well. But Maya does the petals in the wig reveal, but there's a cap. So good for you. I was surprised she didn't get red for filth. Like, that alone should be like, I don't even know who to give this to. Because you can do the petals bit, but like Sasha Velour, when Sasha did it, Sasha always rocked the bald head. So, you know, first of all, all of us should have known. Shay should have known too. Like, you should have had a thing. You should have done a thing, like a little reveal, a little showman-y thing. But Sasha always was a bald queen. So when the wig came off, there was the bald head. And it was like, okay, that's the thing. So Maya revealing in the little cap, the little stocking, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's not allowed, is it? So I thought that could have been even a double elimination, to be honest with you. Honestly, that kind of could have been. We've not had a lot of double eliminations. I do love them, though. When it's happened, I do love when Ru's like, neither of you were good enough. I'm like, oh, that's right. That's right. Because I do wonder, is it really influenced in that moment by Rue? It has to be, because there are so many times when a queen goes up against one of the lip sync assassins, and the queen that's going up against that lip sync assassin has actually put out amazing shit throughout the season within challenges, mini challenges, maxi challenges. Then they go up against the lip sync assassin. They're just not as good. And then they get eliminated and you're like, damn, it really comes down to that damn lip sync. So with this one, with the reveal, because it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't even a bit like that. The petals at Sasha's thing. So you did it, and then you didn't even, you had a cap. You had a cap? A little cap? That's crazy. Okay, next episode, get out and vote. That's the thing. They have to write a verse and perform a song on Rue's voting track. I love these, because I love when they get into the studio with, I forgot their names. I love the choreographer for this past one, Jamal Smith, and the music guys for this vote episode. Those are my two favorite like sets, because they're so nice. They're nice to the queens. They're patient with the queens. They bring out a good side of them. I don't like the ones like what's his name? What's that guy's name who was on Big Brother and everyone hates him now? Todrick. Todrick. There's other reasons why people don't like Todrick, to be clear, that are valid. But he's like an asshole to the queens. And when Adam Shankman was on doing the choreography, he was like, he had an attitude. He knew he did, because when he went to the workroom later, when they do the like, you know, untucked stuff, he was like, was I too mean? I was like, guys, was I too mean? And they were like, of course not. Absolutely not. But I even noted, I'm like, this guy's being a dick. Is he in a mood or what? My God. Jamal, though, and he's so gorge. He's so beautiful. He's so nice. I just love him. I could watch like a spinoff show of him teaching people dance. Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Like they could do like a spinoff of showing us like the making of when they go on like tour and stuff. And if he's like a choreographer. Idea, show idea. Because he's just so sweet. And I like seeing people like that work. So anyway, Maya rhymes equal with equal. And she doesn't even blink twice. She's like, what? That's right. I said my lyric. That's what it is. That's my lyric is equal and equal. I feel about that. Don't love it. I don't love it. I don't like that at all. But okay. That's fine, I guess, if that's what you're going to do. I couldn't tell if Q was seriously that unaware of how bad Q sang, or if it was like, was it for real? Because it was so hilariously off. But there was Q like, that's right, I am getting my life. Q is a delusional queen, a little Delulu, sensitive, all of that. Because it was comedically bad, but there was Q not stopping, going with it. So I couldn't tell if like, was she aware? And they just cut the part where she was laughing at herself because. Okay, for all of you people here that love the Bravo content and love Orange County Housewives specifically, you know how I discuss Shannon Bedore's Barbie hands? That phrase was coined by Ono Chels. I give her credit because I never knew what to call them. I always noticed her hands, but I never knew what to call them. Guess who has Barbie hands when they dance? Q. Dawn notices it. Dawn notices Q's little Barbie hands. And you know what? It's no joke. The Barbie hands are no joke. I should do like a side-by-side of Shannon Bedore talking and Q dancing. That's actually a good idea. I hope I remember that. Jamal Sims, absolute saint, because he had to deal with, I don't think any of them were really good dancers except for Safira. And Safira, I love Safira, but Safira, when she performs, gets really dead in the face. Like you can see the counting, you can see, like she doesn't bring it to life in here, you know? That's the only thing. Dawn is cute, but totally. Oh, yay, Tiger. I was hoping you'd join us. The cat has joined. Come on, Tita. Come here. I got it. Dawn is cute, but Dawn really, like, cannot dance. But she keeps up. She does what she can. Morphine really gives it her all. Morphine was overthinking it, though. Like, morphine can dance, I think. Like, not technical dance, but, like, dance, you know? Like, a whatever. And she just got really in her head. Like, that, like, the grooving thing, she, like, thought that that was the exact choreography. Like, I have to go forward with my head. And actually, you don't. Like, you could just, it was just, like, he was just walking. That's all he was doing, was just walking. So morphine got a little in her head. I still, like, it, she just wasn't. She was great. She gave it her all. She really performed. She shined, especially in that outfit. Plain, though, is a terrible dancer. Terrible dancer and not even, like, able to play it off. Just, in my opinion, a bad dancer and nervous. And Rue says later, Plain's a perfectionist. And that's actually, like, one of the hardest things. Because if you're not going to be perfect at something, then you have to have a personality and you have to just kind of go with it. And Plain does not have a sense of humor about her shortcomings. That's for sure. That's for sure. Nymphia is fun. Nymphia was cute. Fun, cute, kept up. Q confused the hell out of me. Q performing confuses me. I think I only want to see Q on a runway. Anytime Q is like being funny, I'm putting that in quotes for anyone who's going to listen to this later. Funny. Debatable, truly debatable on the funny stuff, but just like the performance all around was odd. And like the little like Partridge Family wig that Q had on. I didn't understand what was happening there. Then I wrote, thank God Safira is here. But then I wrote, she's still dead in the face. Still dead in the face. She thinks through it in her head and you can see the thinking going. You know what I mean? Maya's fun and cute, but like I just somehow lose her in the group. But she was doing nothing wrong. I think it might be because she is so short. She needs like a light on her specifically so that you can spot her. I got to say, I'm going to be brutally honest. I didn't like this number. I thought it just looked kind of messy and it just didn't, I don't know. No one could really dance. So I didn't love the number. Love Jamal, to be clear. But it wasn't Jamal's fault that none of them could really dance. I am obsessed with my cats. I would do anything for my cats. I never thought, though, that I would get used to the litter situation. Because when Pretty Litter came along and sponsored the pod, I was like, how good can litter be? It's litter. It ain't pretty. But ironically, it lives up to the name. It should even be called Magic Litter, if I'm honest. It's not litter. It's crystals. They figured out a way, science, I tell you, they figured a way to make these crystals that absorb all the liquid. And those crystals will change colors and react to your cat's urine that could indicate potential signs of illness. So then you're like, should I take my cat to the vet? Looks like there's a potential sign of illness. That's amazing. But here's the part that I just don't get. It's so lightweight. Pretty Litter is light as a feather. There's no dust. The dust, I was using clumping litter before. The dust was so gross and it was just so heavy and awful. None of that. And Pretty Litter just absorbs odor, absorbs it right up. I used to dread going to change the litter. I would have to close my nose. I would have to breathe through my mouth until I was done. It was such a hassle because it was so heavy. None of that. Pretty Litter, it's light, it's easy. I really think it has changed everything in this household. I tell you. And it ships right to your door. And 1 6-pound bag, just one little bag, it's for a whole month. And then you just change the whole thing a month later. It's mind-blowing. It's completely different than what your traditional litter would have you do. So I count on Pretty Litter to keep my house smelling fresh and clean. You can too. Go to prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/shespeaks to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/shespeaks. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. When I started podcasting, the last thing I thought I would be putting to use was the Shopify knowledge I gathered when I was trying to be a dropshipper. But Shopify is your no excuses business partner. You can sell without needing to code or design, and you can still show up exactly how you want to. You can customize your online store. There's all these flexible, gorgeous templates. A lot of powerful tools all built in. This program actually whips up content for you, like blog posts, product descriptions. That's huge. You can generate instant frequently asked question answers, pick the perfect email send time. Plus, it's free Shopify magic for every Shopify seller. It also makes marketing simple. Shopify removes the guesswork with built-in tools that help you create, execute, and analyze your online marketing campaigns. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. With our merch store for She Speaks Bravo, we were able to make it look exactly the way I wanted it to look. I didn't want it to look like your typical merch store. So we were able to customize the colors, play with the template, and Shopify kind of prompts you for all the things you didn't even think of. You know, you're like, oh yeah, discount code to sign up for emails, something like that. And Shopify has the best customer service. When I was trying to set up my online store a couple years ago, I asked them seemingly stupid questions. They were so nice. They were always very helpful. And that's vital when you're overwhelmed, you know? And I don't know if you realize, but Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, millions of other entrepreneurs of every size from across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/shespeaks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/shespeaks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/shespeaks. Okay, Plain ends up giving her immunity potion to Nymphia for the night. But let me pull up because I do have the runway. Incredible. So they all picked a color. I guess I should do it like this. Or should I do it like this? Oh, it doesn't matter. Safira, incredible. With the Marge Simpson wig, the blue on the blue on the blue. So regal. So her. Very opera. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Then we have, oh, Dawn. Now, this is an example. This happens throughout Drag Race anytime. Like, there are just some looks and things that I don't get because I like to gravitate towards like pretty. Like that's, you know, just like that's where I'm very limited in my creativity probably. So I didn't get what this was. I felt like you couldn't say shit about it though. It's like, it was so creative. It was a character. It followed the theme of the runway. So can't talk shit about it. I just was like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Sometimes these departures happen where some queen is just getting real fancy with it or real different, not fancy, different with it. And I'm like, I don't get it. That's not what I wanted to see. But it's still very creative and very cool. Speaking of not very creative is Plains. Plain does green, which is tough to do because everyone knows Michelle hates green, Michelle Visage. The look is gorgeous. The makeup is gorgeous. The hair is gorgeous, but it is just not very innovative. It is showing body. It is showing the body. But I don't know. Like I just thought this was sort of basic and average. And when Dawn and Plain get into that big old row backstage, Dawn can take it. Dawn has some thick ass skin, I tell you. Dawn can handle some shit being thrown her way. Plain cannot. Plain went to some crazy places with Dawn, and Dawn just like was like, okay. Dawn definitely did not give a shit what Plain said, because Plain was like, with your rags and your clown, whatever. Okay. But I got to say, this look by Q, this rain like rain, waterfall, what do you call that? Hat fringe in the lavender was incredible. This is like a fashion forward costume. Like, I don't know what costume for what movie, but God damn, this was so cool. So gorge. The face was stunning. It was beautiful. It had a little bit of a hip hop vibe with it, which I always am going to gravitate towards. But the beat, the makeup, just absolutely stunning. Stunning all around. And then Nymphia went with her banana look, which we've seen a million times already. And like, it's cute. It's great. But it wasn't even like one of her innovative banana looks. It was just the banana look. But Maya, also not innovative. This is sort of her look. She does like the showgirl thing. And there's nothing wrong with it. But again, I'm going to just keep saying Maya is a club queen. That's the vibes that Maya gives. And then who else do we have? Oh, I thought Morphine crushed it. Crushed it. Not only was the face facing, but the purple is such a color on her. I thought the body looked incredible. The fringe, the feathers, or whatever they're called, amazing. I loved this look on Morphine. So Morphine got to have a good night. Look at that. Stunning. Loved it. And then it was her and Morphine and Saphira in the top, and they had to lip sync for the crown, for the winner. And I got to say, that lip sync was just fun. It was fun. They played with each other, but not too much. Oh, I got to sneeze. Taggy, your little hair got in me. But it was cute. Their number was cute. I like when they lip sync for a win, because there's less like desperation and fear in the lip sync and just more joy in them. You know what I mean? But I've liked Morphine for a minute. I've seen where Morphine just like needed to kind of like come out of her shell a little bit. I think Morphine can really grow as a queen. I don't think Morphine deserves to win, but she absolutely all stars for sure. So far, I definitely want to see Morphine, and I want to see Tsunami back for all stars, because I like them a lot. I'm so happy Tiger came out so you guys can see. That's like the whole point of the bed is the cat. Look at her. Look how fat she is. Look how fat this cat is. She's like, don't talk about me like that. Let's see what's happening over here on Instagram. I haven't said hi to you guys for a second. Asking, I am feeling fine. It's just the lingering little like last bit of it where it's just stuffy and just like annoying. But the fatigue, stop flashing. I swear, all Tiger wants to do is show her butthole. Tiger wants to show her butthole to everybody. Stop it. No one wants that, Tiger. She's like, sorry. Okay. I'm going to keep going though. This most recent episode, I could have watched them trolling Plane for being in the bottom, like for 30 minutes, honestly. They started trolling Plane for being in the bottom. Technically, there wasn't a bottom, right? But they all know. Like Plane, they told you that they were disappointed this week with you, and you were the last one to be told you were safe. You're the bottom. You were the one. And Plane has no sense of humor about it when it comes towards her, which made me side eye. Like, it's one thing if you think you're like a read queen, because then you're going to be down to go and read a bitch, then they read you back and whatever, and that's your thing. But Plane can't take it. Plane's over there crying about it. And I'm like, you better not. So that really made me look. I was kind of into Plane after. I think she like grew on me, because it's like, yeah, it's a show. She's just creating some drama, but you better back it the fuck up. Okay. And that's also, I think, maybe why a lot of us were, because so many people just loved Plane. They're like, it's a TV show, enjoy it. But I know a couple of us were like, I don't know, I'm having a hard time with it. Because to be that savage, you better be able to bring it 100% of the time, 24/7. This is a long competition you've got, you know? And so you're talking a lot of shit out the gate, which was like, how do you even know you're going to be able to pull all this off? You know? Okay. There are still seven queens because nobody went home, which would piss me off too. If I was competing, I'd be like, okay, but I really would have liked someone to go home. That would have been great. Thank you. But they do the mini challenge this time, which is spill the tea, where they have to guess or like pick who they think is, for example, most passive aggressive. And ideally, your answer needs to match the majority. So you're less inclined, even if you think it could be you and you don't want it to be you, you'd like to just say it's you so you get the point or you get the money. Where Rue messed up and said each queen gets $100,000. $100,000 for whatever it was. It's like, no. $100,000. I like that they kept that in. I like that they kept that in where Rue was like, did I say $100,000? No. Don't hold me to that. So here you got most passive aggressive was Nymphia. And that was practically like unanimous. Who is least likely to know what passive aggressive is? Morphine. Even Morphine voted for herself on that one. Who are you most likely to block online? Plain. Everyone but Plain votes Plain. And Plain will never vote Plain for the ones that are so plain. And that says everything else I need to know about Plain. Plain voted for Q, which I thought was so funny because I actually would block Q too. Like, Q, shut up. Flirtiest, Safira. And even Safira voted for herself. Oops, sorry. Gassiest, Dawn. Dawn voted for herself as well. Most likely to blame the edit, Morphine. Morphine did not vote for herself there. Morphine was like, oh, fuck you guys. Most likely to spend $200,000 wisely. I knew this one. Safira, right? Most likely to blow $200,000 on latex breastplates. Plain. But Plain, how do you not vote for yourself? Plain, how do you not vote for yourself? You come on. Plain votes for Safira. Dummy. Stupid. If you're performing, which queen do you trust to give the biggest tip? Unanimously, Safira. I love Safira. Love Safira. But do you notice that older Black queens almost never win? You know, like Rue is like a biased against them or something. Rue's like, I'm already the queen. I don't need another one. So she's always crowning younger queens. So I would not be upset if Safira won. I don't think she will win because I'm not kidding. They rarely let the older ones win anymore. Most delusional, Plain. Incredible. Because Plain's like, oh, I picked Dawn. They're like, no, bitch, that's you. Which, by the way, Dawn's not delusional at all. Dawn's like pretty straightforward and like cool. Dawn's not delusional, Plain. You are. All right. This week's Maxi Challenge is the Drag Awareness Employee Seminars. Joelkim Booster comes in. He's so hot. I love Joelkim Booster. I love him. He's so like sex positive too. Like he is in an open marriage, right? He's married or a relationship at least. Talks openly about threesomes. I just love him. And he's funny and he's nice and he has really good takes on Bravo. When he did the episode of Watch What Happens Live with Heather Gay, everything he said, I was like, yes, sir. He's so good. I love him. Okay. So he comes in with Michelle and they do like the walk around the workroom while they're all, you know, figuring out what they're doing. And someone says something about Plain. Plain isn't like worried or whatever. Plain's like, I just always think I'm going to be the best. And that's just how I operate. And Michelle calls Plain a little delusional. And they really do get on the topic of how delusional confidence is in this year. Just be, I keep saying I'm going to try to have it, but it's very hard. It's very hard to be delusional when you're not delusional. And honestly, we could all afford to have a little delusion. Truly, we could all afford to have that. Let's see. Maya says that because Michelle's like, "Are you ever on the mic?" And Maya goes, "Uh huh." And Michelle, you could tell Michelle's like, "No, you're not." So she's like, "Interesting. Like, what do you say when you're up there? Maya's like, you know, whatever. Michelle's like, do you tell jokes? Yes, I try. Like what? Like, I'll be speaking to the crowd and then I'll be speaking to the people on the sidewalk and be like, hey, it's free to come in. You can catch the game. Which, you know, out of context isn't funny. But when I think about it, if I was in a drag show and the queen did that to some passersby and said you could watch the game, I would laugh. I would laugh. But there's Morphine over there calling her ass out like she's never been on a microphone a day in her life. Fine. I like it. Call her out. Q opens up about being HIV positive. She's been HIV positive for 2 years. He has an amazing husband who supports him and knows it. And this is such a tough message, but so, so important. Because the AIDS crisis was practically like a plague. It was almost like a genocide. The government didn't want to do. They're like, oh, who's dying? Gay people? Oh, gross. And usually it was POC that were dying. And they just let them. And if you don't know about the AIDS crisis and you think you're an ally, you got to learn. You've got to know about that. Because so many lives were lost. And there is such a huge stigma. Fortunately, because of people being able to talk about it openly now, it's absolutely manageable now. It's not a death sentence like it used to be. But obviously, don't fuck around with it. But it's always great when a queen can come forward with it. Remember, oh my God, remember Bianca and who was the queen, the other queen who's also positive, who had Trinity? No, what am I saying? What's her name? I'm sure I can go to the comments and you guys are already figuring it out. Bianca and her. They butted heads on their season. They butted heads, but when Bianca found out that she was positive, everything changed because Bianca had a friend who basically like died quietly and in silence because they were ashamed. Trinity K. Bonet. Stephanie, thank you for saving me. So I was like, who is that? Trinity K. Oh, so I was right. Trinity. Why did that sound wrong? Anyway, sorry, that was like a real big bummer. Like I just dragged us all down, but that's what it is. It's true. And Q's runway is a nod to the AIDS ribbon. So let me pull that up. This one is a video because I could not find just the photos of it. I thought that planes just proportion-wise looked weird. Like I just thought it looked too... I don't know. It just didn't look right. This was the best quality I could get. Sorry, because it just aired last night. So all my usual stuff. Don't even have it up yet. But this, I just didn't. It was 80s, but the proportions were wrong. It made her look. It made her look kind of fat. And we all know that Plain has body. Incredible look from Q. With the AIDS ribbon and this pattern that's very, very, very 80s and the fishnets. No notes. Beautiful, beautiful. Liked it. I love the 80s. I love the boots. I love the fishnets. I love the black, the white with the pop of red and the blue eyeshadow. Dawn was smart. Dawn gave, because Rue loves a funky queen, a queen who can really go there. Because Rue was like a club kid. Right. So Rue loves this shit. So Dawn rocking this like mask, wig, this full, it was perfect. Perfect. Even though it wasn't corporate. Now, Maya, again, I don't even know what this is. Like the way her tummy was sticking out, there wasn't enough padding and proportions on any other part. It just seemed like plain, and I get that the wig is 80s and the makeup is 80s. It just wasn't fully realized, in my opinion. But let me tell you right now, Safira, I think this might be one of my most favorite runways ever because it's just, it's so much joy. It's the big old buttons and the shoulders. It's like a cartoon come to life. Nymphia had that great one, the doll one this year that kind of reminds, it has like the same energy, the hair, the shoes. Oh my God, I loved it. You know what? Morphine's was cute, was whatever. I think it was just not quite executed that well. But then Nymphia killed it. Of course, Nymphia killed it. So see, if Nymphia doesn't do the banana stuff, Nymphia has so much creativity. Like it knows no bounds, the creativity on Nymphia. Q's runway was great, but I'm sorry, Safira's was just better. Safira's was just better all around, especially because for Safira, that's probably like 80 she can tap into. Q's younger. You know, so that's, I was glad that Safira won, but I think that Safira winning put Q in the worst mood because Q was back there pouting her little pussy off. I could not believe it. If you didn't notice it, watch just the very, very end, you know, when they do like the little like, okay, my queens, whatever, dance. Q was like, here you go. Here's the sign. Go vote. And like walked off the stage. Q was pissed. So then I watched Untucked, and there was nothing in Untucked that happened that would have made me understand it other than she didn't win. That's icky. And I know the reason is because she's talked about her being HIV positive, and I'm sure she thought, kind of reminds me of who was the queen who talked about being sexually assaulted at a frat party or in college or something. And then you thought for sure she was going to maybe at least win, but then she ended up getting eliminated. Who was that? Am I just imagining that? No, that was, who was that? I can't remember the name of that queen. But so like, whenever anyone goes a little personal on the actual runway, I get nervous. Cause I'm like, I feel like they think this is going to be like a shoo-in for a win or at least that, but like, they don't fucking care. They're like, thank you for sharing. You're out. Bottom sing for your life. Now that we know that very personal stuff about you. Cool. Thanks. Thanks so much. Anyways. Okay. So who do we have left that I would want to win? Who do I think is going to win though? Let's see. I'm assuming there's no more design challenges. But even if there was a design challenge, all the queens left can sew enough. So that at least it'd be fair. I'm glad the Maya and Morphine runway. Oh, what am I saying? The lip sync. Duh. When Maya took her skirt off and threw it on Morphine, I thought that was such a dirty move. What the fuck was that? I mean, obviously Morphine turned it out, but Morphine turned it out. Morphine was in the pocket. When Morphine started holding that split, and it's exactly what Dawn said. She's holding that split for so long that you're like, oh, cool. And then she doesn't drop and you're like, okay, it's getting a little weird. Then she keeps holding it. Now that's a power. Stillness in a performance is a power. And that was what that was. It was powerful to hold it for that long, to know it would be impressive, and let Maya do her flips and all over the place. But something like that, and then dropping right when it works, Morphine crushed it. I'm going to be rewatching that runway, that lip sync for sure. I loved that lip sync. So good. The song is fun. But I'm telling you right now, Maya, that was dirty. Because Morphine was like in a back bend. You know? Hello? That was not cool, Maya. So yeah, you're out. Maya, you're out. When she's in the back, she's like, I'm actually shocked Morphine, of all people, was the one who beat me. Well, she did, Maya. She did. Okay. Fuck. Damn. Okay. So who do I think? I hate saying it, but I feel like Q, it feels like they want Q to win. I don't know why, but it kind of feels like that. I don't think Nymphia will win. I don't know why either. I just don't think Nymphia, I wouldn't be mad if Nymphia won. I don't know why I don't want Q to win. I don't know. I would rather have Saphira win, or Saphira is definitely getting Miss Congeniality for sure. But I could do Nymphia as a winner. But I don't want Q to win. I don't know why. Q deserves it. Q has put in the work, but Q has that Jan energy where when they want it so bad, I'm like, I don't know. You want it in a way that I don't like. I don't like it. I don't want Plane to win. I'll tell you that right now. Plane better not win. Plane better not. This is now like the third week in a row where Plane has been less than the goth week, whatever, not great. Then they liked Plane's look, the judges, but she looked so awkward in the performance. So she can't win. Plane can't win, period. She came in, brought a lot of drama. That's great. But she can't win. Okay, guys, let's see what you guys are saying. And then I'm going to wrap it up. Blair St. Clair. Thank you. Blair St. Clair was the one who brought up being sexually assaulted and then got eliminated on it. Blair, thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you all very much. I could not stop playing back the clip of Q singing and the other queens laughing. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That's why I was like, does she not know? Does Q not know she can't sing? Because when you have headphones on? I mean, we've all done this, right? When you have like headphones on and you're singing along with a track, and for a second you're like, am I on? Like, am I killing it? And then you take it out and you're like, nope, I'm not. I wasn't. So maybe it was like that. I don't know. Anywho, all right, I'm going to wrap up. Tomorrow I will not be late because I think I figured out the issue. It was not Spectrum. It was me. And Kendrick, well, actually, is he going to be here? He should be, but he's back. He got back yesterday from his cruise, I believe. If Kendrick isn't here, it's only because he's just resting and doesn't want to deal with a recording, but, most likely he'll be here and we will go over the weekly wrap up, cover all the stuff that's happened this week. If there's anything you guys want me to talk about for the wrap up, you can go ahead and leave a little comment either on this video, or I don't know if you can leave it on an upcoming live stream. You may not be able to. You may be able to put it in the chat, possibly. But leave a comment on this video. If you are listening to this and you're not watching on YouTube and you want me to get to something, shoot me a DM. No, my DMs have been all fucked up and I keep shaking my phone like something's not working. So maybe shoot me a comment in the Instagram. Comment on Instagram. How about that? Okay. I'm also going to be going over my schedule for the next couple weeks so that we can know what I'm covering. So keep an eye out on social media for that announcement. And I'll also maybe announce it tomorrow. I just need to finish flushing some stuff out. And I think that's it. Okay. Thank you guys. This was like a little intimate group of us this morning for this. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I'm going to start covering Teen Mom because they have the Teen Mom family reunion. I'm going to start covering Teen Mom family reunion plus Drag Race. And I am going to do a little bit of a Jersey Shore revisit coming up. So, yeah. Okay. Love you guys. Mean it. I'll see you soon. See you tomorrow, hopefully. Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and/or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.